first time that the children of Israel split into two. And there were two separate states. One of them was Rahba'am, the son of Suleiman, and the other was, I forgot the name, one of the army generals. And obviously the son of Suleiman was the more pious one, so that kingdom lasted for around 300-400 years, whereas the other kingdom was destroyed another 150 years. So eventually both kingdoms were destroyed. After 300-400 years after Suleiman, both of these kingdoms were destroyed. Okay? And the Jews were now under the different nations. For the first time, for many, many thousands of years, they became under other generations. The Assyrians, the Persians. The Persians came, and then there came Nebuchadnezzar, they call him. Bukhtanasar. Okay, Nebuchadnezzar. He came in AD, before Isa alayhi salam came, which is AD, right? No. BC, sorry. I'm tired now. BC. He came before the time of Isa alayhi salam. I forgot the exact date. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punished them a severe punishment because of their shirk. Now I realize we're going over a very brief history. These people were evil. Shirk, fahisha, zina, liwaf, everything was going on. And these are the chosen people of Allah. These are the Muslims. And yet these things are rampant amongst them. Okay, especially shirk and yani fahisha and evil things. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tastes them punishment and humiliation by sending Nebuchadnezzar, and for the first time their temple is demolished. Their temple, the grand temple that Suleiman built for them, is demolished. And the army that became powerful, the army of Nebuchadnezzar and the army of the Persians, it tells them to get out of here. We don't want any Jews in this country. So for the first time, the first diaspora, they call it, the first scattering of the Jews happened. For the first time in history, the Jews split up. Physically. Before this, from the time of Ya'qub until thousands of years now, we are right now, just a little bit before BC, right before the coming of Isa alayhi salam, they are together. For the first time, they split up. Some of them went to Yemen and their descendants are still there. Some of them went to Iraq, their descendants are still there. Some of them went to Iran, their descendants are still there. And they say some of them went to Ethiopia and the Falashas. Allahu A'lam. Ala kulli hal, they separated into the earth for the first time. Then another king came along, and the Romans came, and they allowed the Jews to come back in, to live there. Not in power, but in humiliation. Okay. And this is when Isa ibn Maryam came. The final prophet to be sent, the final test of the Jews. If they were to reject Isa, khalas. The favored status nation would be removed from them. And indeed, they did reject Isa. They ridiculed him. Wow, we have 5 minutes to go over another 2,000 years. Tayyib, we'll try to finish up, inshallah. They ridiculed him and they tried to kill him. They actually tried to kill Isa ibn Maryam. Okay? They were not able to do that. But when they did that act, that's it. Allah's favor upon them was completely finished. No more are the Jews the preferred nation, the preferred status. All of the promise of Allah for Palestine is now finished with them. And therefore, around 70 or 100 years after Isa ibn Maryam, the second king came. He destroyed the temple for the second time, and the second diaspora occurred. The Jews once again split up. And after a few decades or years, they were allowed to come back in again. And again, because of this, the Jews were split up into the various parts of the earth. So from the time that the son of Suleiman, he had a country. Remember Suleiman's army, Suleiman's country split into two. From the time that country was finished, 300 years after Suleiman, until the present creation of Israel, the Jews never had a land. They never had a land. That's over 2,000-3,000 years. Around 3,000 years, there are 2,500 years. They have not had any land. So now in 1928, when they had the Balfour Declaration, and then 1947 when the actual state was created, this was the first time for that many thousands of years that they got their quote-unquote promised land, which is not promised to them anymore. Before we conclude, I really can't go over it that much because we have to go out of the masjid, the school is starting. There is something I want every single Muslim to know. It's very important. Around a thousand years ago, there was a group of people in the Turko-Russian area. Turkmenistan and that area. And they were called the Khazars. Okay? They were called the Khazars. And there was an actual state called Khazaristan. And the emperor of Khazaristan was a very wise man. And they were upon idolatry. This is 1,000 years ago. They were upon idolatry. He realized that in order for his nation to become successful, they have to become one of the major religions of the world. And leave this fable tales and idolatry. He realized this. So he looked around him. And he said, if I were to become a Muslim, I'll have to follow the Ottomans. Because the Ottoman emperor was the Khalifa. If I were to become a Christian, I have to follow the Pope in Rome. Therefore, I have no alternative except to become a Jew. Because the Jews didn't have a state. So the Khazars en masse thousands and hundreds and thousands of them, all of them accepted Judaism. These are not people from the children of Israel. These are Khazars, Turco-Russian people, 1,000 years ago. And I'm not inventing this up. Look it up in Encyclopedia Britannica. Look it up in Encyclopedia Judaica, which I looked it up myself in. The Judaic Encyclopedia, 20 volumes. Look it up, Khazaristan. They're not going to talk in detail about this. It's very embarrassing for them, as we'll understand why. But look it up. They cannot even deny this. It's something which the books of history shout out and scream out loudly. So all of these Khazars, they became Jews. And then eventually the Khazaristan state was destroyed. So all of the Khazars migrated a few hundred years ago, 600, 700, 500 years ago, to Eastern Europe and to England. Khazars, not Jews. Khazars, not Bani Israel. They were Jews, excuse me, in the sense Judaism is a religion, but they were not Bani Israel. And they became the majority of Jews because of their large numbers. So to this day, there is a fundamental split amongst Jews. And the names are, you want to write this down and memorize it, Sephardic Jews and Ashkenazi Jews. Sephardic Jews and Ashkenazi Jews. Okay? You meet any Jew and ask him, are you Sephardic or Ashkenazi? Look at the embarrassment on his face. He will know exactly what you're talking about. Sephardic means you are actually from Bani Israel, of the tribes of the diaspora. Remember now, the diaspora occurred twice, the two big diasporas. They are the real Bani Israel. Those that are living in Yemen, those that are living in Iraq, and them, the original Yahud, the actual descendants of Yaqub. As for 80 to 90% of the Jews in our times, they are Ashkenazis, i.e. Khazar, i.e. Russians, Turco-Russians. Look at them. White, crooked nose, blonde hairs. This is not the descendants of Yaqub. These are not a Semitic people. Look at them. They don't look like Semites. And they are not Semites. And like I'm telling you, I'm not inventing this from the top of my head. When I read it for the first time, I couldn't believe it either. This is just too good to be true, as they say. So I went back and I looked up Encyclopedia Judaica. Okay? Look it up yourselves. And they are so embarrassed about this fact. That is why they don't publicize it. And even in Encyclopedia Judaica, there's just a few paragraphs. Khazars, it was a group that existed and so, and a lot of them converted to Judaism. That's it. Just a few lines. But if you look at the Christian textbooks and the Muslim textbooks, that's where you get the details. Because even the Christians like to take a poke at them as well in this. Okay? The majority of Jews in our times, 80 to 90%, and especially the Jews in Eastern Europe, almost 100% of them, all of these Polish Jews that Hitler was supposedly trying to exterminate, that's another point, by the way, Hitler never intended to mass destroy the Jews. There are a number of books out written by Christians on this. You should read them. The Hoax of the Holocaust, I advise you to read this book. You want to write this down. The Hoax of the Holocaust, a very good book. All of this is false propaganda. And I know it sounds so far-fetched in these theories, but read it. The evidences are very strong. And they're talking about newspaper articles, clippings, everything. And look up yourself what Hitler really wanted to. That's their subject. We're not defending Hitler, by the way. But what the Jews, the way that they portray him, also is not correct. Al-Muhim, majority of the Jews of our times are Khazars, Ashkenazis, and not Sephardic Jews. And until recently, Sephardic Jews, and they still do, they look down at Ashkenazi Jews. And to this day, 2001 that we are in, Israel has two muftis. Muftis of Yahuds, not muftis of Islams. They have two muftis. The mufti of the Ashkenazis and the mufti of the Sephardics. Because they're not going to take from each other. The Sephardics don't consider the Ashkenazis as pure Jews. They aren't pure Jews. They are Khazars. It is only the Sephardics that they consider themselves the pure race. And until recently, any Jew that wrote his name, he would write at the end of it, Sephardic Jew, H, which is a word in Hebrew I forgot, but it means pure. He would write H in brackets, that I'm pure Jew. Whereas those guys are impure, filthy Jews. Okay? So he would, until finally, and obviously there's a lot of racism amongst Ashkenazis and Sephardics, and the Ashkenazis are the ones that have power in Israel. The Knesset and the Grand Board of Israel, the majority of them are Ashkenazis, and they have a few token Sephardics there in order to make it look as they're equal. But in reality, the Sephardics are the real Bani Israel, the Sephardic Jews, and they are the minority. And even in 1947, when the State of Israel was being debated, the creation of the State of Israel was being debated in the United Nations, one of the points that Pakistan, mashallah, Pakistan and a few countries brought forth, right, was that you're giving this country to Ashkenazis. You're not giving it to Bani Israel. even if the and this is mentioned in the United Nations meetings going on. Look it up again. This is very interesting, and look at how effective the Yahud and the Christian are in hiding this information from us. That's why we need to grow up and we need to study these things. Obviously, after we study our aqidah and sharia, which is more important, but especially the du'at and the talabat al-ilm and those that are calling to Allah, they need to know this information inside out. And I'm sure most of you are not have heard this for the first time, even though it is so, you can use this against them so easily. While the state of Israel is being debated, right, Pakistan and other Muslim countries, they bring forth, you're not even giving Israel to the actual Bani Israel, you're giving it to a bunch of European, Russians. You're not giving it to them. And this was actually debated there, in the United Nations. So, the point is, realize that the majority of Yahud of our time are not Bani Israel. Judaism is a religion. But Bani Israel is a tribe. Most of the Jews in our times are not Bani Israel. And we have to study this. We have to read up about this. And really, it is a very interesting thing, especially for the du'at and the people who are calling, and especially those that are involved in, the matters of, calling the Muslims and warning them about the dangers of the society. Look at how effectively this type of information has been kept from us. And it is there in the books. Like I said, go to Encyclopedia Britannica. It's there. Go to Encyclopedia Judaica. It's there. Look up Sephardic. Look up Ashkenazi. And see what they say. I'm not making this off the top of my head. But how many Muslims know about this? You go to America, you find 95% of the Islamic studies professors are Jews. You know that? 95% of Islamic studies are Jews. And 0% of Judaic studies professors are Muslims. I'm not advising any Muslim to waste his time studying Judaism. But I'm saying, why are Jews studying Islam? There is a reason. Not that they want to help us, they want to destroy us. And they want to bring about shubuhat. They want to bring about doubts. Look at the doubts that are existing. Look at the division. Look at the discord. Look at the disunity. Look at all of these ideologies that are being spread. And know that Yahud and the Kuffar do like this type of thing. Look at the Ahlul Bid'ah. Always the Kuffar help them. Always. And Ahlul Sunnah wa Jama'ah, they are always persecuted and left to themselves. Al-Muhim, everyone's staring at me back there that they want me to finish up, inshallah. It was a brief history. And I'm sure I made some historical mistakes, but inshallah the general theme was correct. And I advise you to go and read up about this. And those that are interested, please come and I'll give you a website to go to. You can write it down. I'll give you a website to go to, inshallah, that will give you a lot more information about this and many other important things. Wa akhiru da'wan alhamdulillah bi'alamin. Subhanakallah. Alhamdulillah. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.